నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 24 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 54. ద చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ మత్స్య ద లార్డ్స్ ఫిష్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. శ్రీ శుక ఉవాచ, ఇతి ఉక్తవంతం నృపతిం భగవాన్ ఆదిపురుష మత్స్యరూపీ మహాంబోధో విహారమస్తత్వమబ్రవీత్ Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when Satyavrata had thus prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of a fish, the Lord, while moving in the water of inundation, explained to him the absolute truth. So there is no purport. We'll continue until there is some purport. So the next sloka, the translation, while sitting in the boat, King Satyavrata, accompanied by the great saintly persons, listened to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in regard to self-realization. These instructions were all from the eternal Vedic literature, Brahma. Thus, the king and the sages had no doubt about the absolute truth. Next one. At the end of the last inundation, during the period of Swayambhu Manu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead killed the demon named Hayagriva and delivered all the Vedic literatures to the Lord Brahma when the Lord Brahma awakened from sleeping. Next one. King Satyavrata was illuminated with all Vedic knowledge by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, and in this period he was now taken birth as Vaivasvata Manu, the son of the god, the son of sun god. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives his verdict that Satyavrata appeared in Chakshusa Manvantara. When Chakshusa Manvantara ended, the period of Vaivasvata Manu began. By the grace of Lord Vishnu, Satyavrata received instructions from the second fish incarnation and was thus enlightened in all spiritual knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharan Militam Yena తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురాన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాదాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగే Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyaeva cha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare. Actually, I neither have realization nor any qualification, so I need the blessings of all the senior devotees, Gaurang Prabhu, especially Gaurang Prabhu, Madhvacharya Prabhu and other devotees. So I'm sorry, I'm asked to continue till 61 because there is a bigger translation for that. 59. This story concerning the great king Satyavrat and the fish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is a great transcendental narration. Anyone who hears it is delivered from the reactions of a sinful life. One who narrates this description of Matsya incarnation and Satyavrat and King Satyavrat will certainly have all his ambitions fulfilled and he will undoubtedly return home back to Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who pretended to be a gigantic fish, who restored the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma when Lord Brahma awakened from sleep, and who explained the essence of Vedic literature to King Satyavrat and the great saintly persons. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Here is a summary of Satyavrat's meeting with the fish incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu's purpose was to take back all the Vedic literatures from the demon Haigriva and restore them to Lord Brahma. Incidentally, by His causeless mercy, the Lord spoke with Satyavrat. The word Satyavratanam is significant because it indicates that those on the level of Satyavrat can take the knowledge from Vedas delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Lord, Supreme Lord is accepted as Veda. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedant Krit Vedavit. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the compeller of all Vedic knowledge, and He knows the purport of the Vedas. Therefore, anyone who takes the knowledge, takes knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or from His Bhagavad Gita as it is, knows the purport of Vedas. Vedascha sarvair aham eva vedya. One cannot understand Vedic knowledge from the Vedavadarata, who read the Vedas and misconstrue their subject matter. One has to know the Vedas from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, and the Bhaktivedanta purports of 8th Canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. This commentation has been finished in our New Delhi Center today, the 1st of September 1976, the day of Radhashtami, by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead and Acharyas. Srila Narottamdas Thakur says, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhaktasa Nevasa Janame Janame Haya E Abhilasha. I am attempting to present Srimad Bhagavatam in English language by the order of my spiritual master, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and by His grace, the work of translation is gradually progressing, and the European and American devotees have joined the Krishna consciousness movement are helping me considerably. Thus, we have expectations of finishing the great task before my passing away. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So here, in this wonderful episode, especially Lord is displaying His opulence of a
huge gigantic fish. So Shridhar Prabhu was explaining in the earlier classes, what is the size? 8 million long. And 8 million long, can we imagine? It's very, very difficult. So then the other things come. If the size of the fish is 8 million long, what is the size of the horn that fish has? Then the next question is, what is the size of the boat where Satyavrata Muni and all the sages are sitting? And then the next thing is, you know, the boat, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he instructed Satyavrata Muni to, you know, using Vasuki as a rope, tie that boat to the horn of the fish. And how could Maharaj Satyavrata, not Satyavrata Muni, please excuse me. So Maharaj Satyavrata, how could he tie it? Isn't it? Everything is proportional. You know, in the same proportion it would be there. So if we start thinking like that, so many doubts creep into our mind. So what is very much important for our progress? We need to have absolute faith. If we repose faith in scriptures and accept them as it is, then we'll make progress. Jesus Christ says, if you have sesame seed of faith, you will move mountains into the ocean. Means what? We may be speaking so many things, or, you know, we may be delving into the depths, but sometimes it is doubtful whether we have that sesame seed of faith. Do we really have it? There's a question. Because he's telling, we can achieve a lot if we have this sesame seed of faith. Means we don't even have that. I mean, I'm talking to myself, you know. So what is very, very important is faith. So one day, one lady, she would supply milk to this spiritual practitioner, sort of sage. So then she started coming late. So he asked, why are you not coming? Why are you coming late these days? She said, you know, for me to come to your place, I have to cross this river. And nowadays, because of the rainy season, you know, current is very high. And I have to wait for the current to, you know, the water to recede, the level to recede. Then I cross and come. So Sage became angry. What, you have been supplying milk to me for this much long? You have been somehow associating at least every day for some time. You don't have faith on God. You know, put faith on Him. Just walk on the water. You can cross. If you have sesame seed of faith, I don't know whether he quoted this or not, you can cross mountains. All right. So she continued. And she's bringing milk regularly. So one day he asked, you're bringing milk regularly. What, the level of the river is not raising nowadays? She said, no, sir. You only told me the other day, if you have faith in God, and if you repose faith, you can walk on the water. So actually, because of the heavy rains, every day the current, you know, the levels are very high. Current is also very high. But I'm just, you know, listening to your words. I'm coming every day. I said, what? But, you know, he already has a reputation. He didn't exhibit that one. So what she did, she gave him milk. She emptied the can and gave her back. And she started walking. She started, because the current is still high, so chanting the holy name and putting a lot of faith on him, she walked across on the water. He said, Bapre, this is too much. Then he said, see, she has so much faith on my words. After all, I am the one who instructed her. You know, if disciple is so powerful, how much more powerful the teacher would be. So what he did, so he came to the bank of the river and he lifted his dhoti. Why? He had a doubt, you know, that this dhoti would become wet. And he put his leg in the water, drowned. So it doesn't come so easily. You know, we may be reading, there is a professor in Ohio who is expert in Bible. When he gives lectures on Bible, people, you know, practically as though mesmerized, they would listen to him hours and hours and hours. So when one sannyasi asked him, "You are very great. People, you know, they just, you know, flock in crowds and they listen, they pay you full attention, listen to you. All glories to you." This person said, "In my childhood, I thought of becoming a professor, but you know, by the will of Providence, instead of becoming some physics professor, chemistry professor, or some engineering professor, you know, some branch, I became a professor of religion." So everyone has a desire to acquire name and fame. So what I did, you know, I bi-hearted it. I mugged all the Bible. I don't have any faith on this. So that's why Prabhupada says, you know, what is that? Knowledge without religion without sentiment. 1 minute, I can recollect. What is it? Philosophy without religion is mental speculation, and religion without philosophy is sentiment. So we see both in India. You know, it's called Vacha Vedantam. Means you have no realization, but you will speak volumes. And people who come to you, you know, you yourself don't have the realization. How can you impart? Once Gaurang Prabhu told me, unless you are at a particular level, you cannot impart that. You cannot bring the people whom you cultivate to that level. So that time I thought of this story, you know. Probably this is an exception, but here it is bhakti. So unless you are in a certain level, unless you are empowered, you cannot impart that knowledge and bring them to that level. Because spiritual master, you know, what is that? It is given in scriptures. This Parsavedi and touchstone, it can make iron into gold, not more than that. My touchstone cannot make another iron piece a touchstone. But a very bona fide, genuine spiritual master, he can make his disciples as good as him, even much better than him if he so desires. So, first of all, what is needed? We need knowledge is very, very important. Second thing is we need to have a lot of faith and knowledge. These two are very important to make progress in spiritual life. If you see it in India today, literally the universities are spiritual slaughterhouses. A genuine spiritual practitioner, you know, will have to shed tears when he sees what is happening outside. You go to any city, what I see all the time is that you are bombarded by these billboard advertisements. I'm honest. You, this restaurant, you eat, be happy. Then here, 10 cinema posters, you know. You see this, you be happy. You know, they are scantily dressed. And then here, you wear this, be happy. You go to Calcutta, so many advertisements on jewelry. Serious. Then go to Chennai. Actually, I felt pity on the residents of that area, you know. This whole city, all the walls on the road, they were probably, you know, they were taken by lease and filled with the chief minister and his son everywhere. Actually, it my consciousness was so much absorbed with both the pictures. When I started chanting, Krishna did not come, these two pictures were coming in. And I thought, probably we have to adopt one city and fill that city with all the pictures of Krishna's childhood pastimes. At least somebody would, you know, make progress, you know. I'm honest. And these politicians, how ignorant, I mean, I really, you know, we have to feel pity for them, you know. They don't have any respect for citizens. One police cap, same person, next one, I mean as a sub-inspector, next one is giving charity, next one, you know, doing service, next one. Means he's doing all the cinemas he acted, at the end, vote for this guy. He's putting his hand on one candidate of the local constituency and vote for him. Means, so because he is wearing a police, as a sub-inspector role, means he'll protect you. Another place, as a hero is giving charity, means he'll give you charity. Means he'll take care of old, you know, senior citizens. I asked one person, the people of this city, are they so immature and innocent that, you know, this type of posters are there? He said, Prabhuji, there is no spirituality. What can we say? I mean, maybe it is relevant, one more point. ISKCON to 2000, they started, you know, they'll probably even before that, they laid foundation, outskirts of the city. 2010, one decade is over, still the temple is not complete. But hardcore main city, you know, tens and thousands of churches, practically. Why I'm telling is, in one lecture, His Holiness Radhana Swami explains, these people, they come, lakhs and lakhs of people come and attend. They bring their girlfriends to that meeting. Means the first principle is broken. You know what it is, illicit sex. And after that, they take, you know, these lakhs and lakhs of people, they hear that, you know, sermon. After that, they go for next level, meat eating. Another level, another, you know, pillar of religion is broken. Intoxication, it is there everywhere. So they also do it, it is not sin for them. And gambling, it is also there. But whom we have to find fault with? Them, Shyamananda Prabhu once said, no, the apathetic Hindu who has no faith in Ramayana or Mahabharata, he is more dangerous than anybody. Because you have no faith, you are ready to do anything, 50 rupees you give conversion. 50 rupees. That much cheap religion is, means, first of all, there is no knowledge. Second thing is, there is no faith. So sad. And America, how many stories you want? 50 years ago, they gave up religion. Today, chaos, practically. I want to tell you one story. Because today, even the devotee parents want to speak of non-devotees. You eat this, be happy. You sleep, be happy. Nicely you have to eat. Achhi taraf khane ka. Kya achhi taraf khane ka? You know, I want to self-realize. I want to know who I am. When brahmacharis go to home, same thing. I mean, of course, that is the unparalleled love the mother has for children. We cannot deny it. But bar bar wahi baat barte hain. Achhi taraf khane ka, achhi taraf sone ka. You know, so sad. But people taking care of children means only take care of the body. They don't even take care of the mind. I want to tell you a story, you know, disheartening actually. A boy who can contribute to the society, you know, how he became victimized by the consequences. He's connected. His father was very strongly connected to me. I tried my best to preach to him. They listened little, me much better than many people. You know, they are very strong supporters of ISKCON. But what happened? I cannot explain the whole situation. Because of the circumstances that prevailed at home, this boy actually was studying his medicine. Third year. I preached to him also. suddenly he developed depression. He developed depression, and his father called me last December and said, can you pray for him? I said, I'll definitely pray for him. It's very sad what happened. I'll pray for him. Please, please pray for him. Then he called me again in January. Said, it's very, very, you know, emergency. Please pray. His father has a lot of faith and prayers. Please pray for him. He said, all right. And I asked him, what happened? He didn't say. Okay, I'll pray for him, because, you know, he might have felt bad. I said, all right, I'll pray for him. No, no, I can't explain to you, but he's not doing well. Please pray for him. Then, 15 days later, he called me again. It was like late night, 10 o'clock. You know, Vrindavan, I was in Vrindavan. He called, can you please pray for him? I said, I'll pray for him, but what happened? I said, now I cannot hide. Whole world came to know it. Probably because you don't see newspapers, you don't know. This boy, you know, they have everything. What 95% of people in the world don't have. On the top is a medical student. Means in America, doctors are called medical deities. Practically, serious. So much money. According to Department of Labor, the average salary an American doctor gets is $273,000 a year. It's huge. Father is in same profession. You are going to become that. What happened? Depressed. And he was, you know, he was speeding. He got a ticket and he argued with the local police. One mistake. But, you know, that's okay. They let him go. Usually we shouldn't do that. These are very dangerous. Then, January, what happened? Suddenly, he got a feeling. He thought of going to Europe. You can go to Europe. What is wrong in that? So he took the car out. He went to the airport. Why in his mind? I'm going to Europe. All right. So in the immigration, American immigration after 9/11, everything changed like anything. And, you know, it's very serious. So he stood in the queue. He came to the place where you have to show your ticket and passport. He said, he asked, where is your ticket? He said, he pushed him out. I have to go to Europe. Means all the cameras, video cameras will be watched. That too, you know, this is an international airport. Then he pushed him out. There will be three to four cops next to that ticket checking agent. And then he started walking. Why? Mind is telling, you are going to Europe. Then 5-6 cops came with what? Machine guns. And he said, hato, everything is recorded. He pushed them out. Then what happened? Army came straight with guns, because he is standing so close to the, you know, he's going close and closer to the check-in. And they overpowered him, put him in jail. It came in all the newspapers of the world. South Indian terrorist trying to, sneak into the airport and, you know, hijack. Nobody knew what it is. And everybody, are Indian ke itna guts hai kya? They are so scared of defending their religion in their own country. So utna kar sakte kya? So one day I went, somebody invited me for Ram Navami, and I was able to give the lecture. I said, shh, wo religion ki bare mein baat nahi karne ka. I said, why are you telling that? You asked me to give lecture on Ramayana, and I'm about to give lecture on Ramayana. Nay, you don't know what is happening. This is all surrounded by them only. Aap ek baat bhi bolenge to, aap idhar se jayenge nahi bahar. Then I thought, because of this fear only, you know, so much fear. And they will speak, they have their own TVs, they'll blast you out, but where You know, Ram and Krishna was born, we don't even have guts to speak about them. Why? Ignorance. So, we don't consider there is mind, and we have to, mind also needs health. And he called me recently, and you pray, I said, I'll pray for him every day. So Krishna's prayers are answering, you know, sorry, your prayers to Krishna are answered. He is cleared of two cases, but he has few more cases. And he was a brilliant gentleman, you know, it's not easy to clear medical entrance in America, it's tougher than India actually. And the person who could contribute to the society, to the general society, and you know, is gone. He became a burden to the society. Why? Ignorance. Lack of knowledge. My son is becoming a doctor, horrible. Why do we need, who needs Bhagavatam? If you see America, these Americans are Indians. They buy novels which is filled with illicit sex. You know? So, because on Journey Home thing, we were doing some research in the internet a few months ago. And how the Americans are Indians, how they write novels? Do chapters ho gaya kya? Immediately there should be some sexual affair. Otherwise, you know, they will not buy the book. Are do chapter likh diya kya? Where is violence? Thoda violence dalo. What are they doing? Like these politicians, the citizens are useless. The writers, readers are useless. Serious. This is a world of cheaters and cheated. So as long as you put some nonsense in this, and as long as you agitate the senses, great, ignite your senses. It's just 1 kilometer from here. Ignite your senses. You know? Come here. If you travel in the city without any devotee with you, your consciousness is so much filled with all the nonsense. I mean, by our good fortune, you know, we are given this wonderful opportunity, and practically we live in the spiritual world, but crores and crores and billions of people don't have that facility. When I was working once, I opened my box, I was taking my lunch, one Chinese guy came and sat next to me, and you know, a conversation ensued afterwards. Suddenly it came on cannibalism. I don't know how it came. And I said, so do you people in China, do you eat that? Yeah, there are so many people who eat it. So I said, how do you behave with them? We respect their ideals. I said, what? Eating, you know, cannibalism is their ideal and you respect for it? I said, give me a minute, I'll come later. Immediately I packed my box and got out. So your respect, so you don't know what to respect, what not to respect. Why I'm telling this is, we are actually enjoying, but billions and billions of people are suffering. You know, because everyone thinks, what is the use of knowledge? Zero knowledge. No. Either advertisements or, you know, IIT JEE entrance coaching. This. You become a doctor, enjoy. Become an engineer, enjoy. That's it. Only this is the place. Here is the place where they speak of environment, you know, some cow protection, farming. Outside you go, everyone wants to become engineer only. No one wants to be one level below that also. No. Or a doctor. Nowadays, I heard demand for doctors are going down because there are so many. And other countries, this is not recognized. You have to write so many other examinations. But Indian degree is recognized engineering, so they are, everybody is queuing in that. The tens and thousands and millions of engineering colleges everywhere. So what does Prabhupada write in the first chapter? Compassion on the level of body is ignorance. If anybody hears outside, he has to commit suicide actually. Such a powerful statement. America, there is one church. This church got award for what? for compassionately supplying beef to people on large scale every day. They have been doing it for so many years. Arre, how great these people are. They are solving the hunger problem. Muft mein baat rahe. What? Beef burger. So we have, you know, it is written in Manusamhita, the person who cooks, who eats, who sells, who buys, they are condemned to hell. How long? The number of hairs on the body of a cow. I mean, may not be, you know, that's what Jayamurari Prabhu in Anuradhan told me once. So here government is giving award. What is that? Gross ignorance. And once, I don't want to name, he came to India to sponsor and so to give, do some charity for this earthquake in Maharashtra. I remember he was garlanded like anything and all the newspapers quoted, the living saint among saints. He has so many allegations back in America just because he wants to shell out some 1% of his assets. You people are calling him saint among saints. The actual saint has, you know, no one cares for you. Only, you know, when we got, who calls us Maharaj? Autowala. Because Maharaj aye means you need auto, and if you use the word Maharaj, you will get into that auto. No one else calls for, no one else addresses you with that designation. That much degraded India is. Why? Ignorance. There is a lot of need for imparting this knowledge. And you know, one more point. I went to recently Kanchipuram. We heard tens and thousands of stories on Kanchipuram. And the temple president of Chennai told me, how many stores, you know, how Varadaraj Perumal, how he blessed Kanchipurna. So many people, when you go, when you stand before him, you will, you know, your hair stand on end. But same place, this year Rath Yatra, there were no people to pull the chariot of Varadaraj Perumal Utsavamurthy. They hired a tractor and they, you know, what is that? They did Rath Yatra for Varadaraj Perumal. Three times Haribol. Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. That is India. How many years? Ever since we got independence? 50 years. All the channels, everything came. You know? Practically, you know, India has degraded like anything. It has happened to Varadaraj Perumal means what? I want to share you one more experience. But actually, I want to speak a lot, but anyway, time is running out. I had little hope. So in America, there was a 10,000 congregation attending this program. I thought, 10,000? Paapre. So we'll go there. This is actually South Indian congregation. So, you know, we have to sell the paintings, sell Bhagavad Gita's, all the people, you know. So many people are coming. Then they said, you want to give a lecture on Bhagavad Gita? I said, yes. Oh, thank you. You can give a lecture on Bhagavad Gita? There are so many slots. What is name? From India, this AOL, the person who started Art of Living, he is coming and giving lecture. That person, you know, Swami Narayan, that head is also coming and giving lecture. But there is one slot we can give you. I said, all right. So I requested, you know, when that many big dignitaries are coming from India, if I go and give a lecture, it doesn't look good. What I did, I asked devotees, what should I do? Finally, Garuda Prabhu, PhD, you know, he lives in Washington, D.C. And this event is happening in D.C. So I requested, I called him, Prabhu, Prabhuji, can you come and give a lecture? So many, like, top dignitaries from India in the area of spiritual field, they're coming. Can you give? He said, all right. But, you know, I have these books. You know, you have to sell them. I said, I have no problem. We have a bookstore. Literally 10,000 people came. It's a rare sight to see in America 10,000 people congregating in one place. Then what happened? So our slot is at 1:30 in the afternoon. Why I'm telling this is, your Hare Krishnas means there is a hope. So I went in the 9 o'clock. How everything is going on? There is a big hall here, big hall this side. This big hall is filled with practically jam-packed, crowded. This hall is filled with 3, 4, 5. This, you know, this personality from India, illustrious personality, program cancelled, zero, nobody is there. And that, actually there were like 40 spiritual organizations from India, many people cancelled the program, and my chance is at 1:30, I called him, I told him I'll sell his books. He wrote some books and he wrote his own commentary. He's a professor from Harvard. Even if you are a professor in India, you know, bada bada aadmi ko ke tikana nahi hai, aapka kya? So, I was worried. And he said, Prabhu, you have to pay. Honestly speaking, I lost $2,000. $2,000 loss. Because I took all the things from Nurindan. The time is at 1 o'clock. This Prabhuji called. So, your program is at 1:30 or 2. Prabhuji, 2 o'clock. I am on the way. Actually, it was on my tongue. Don't come. Aniki jarrat nahi hai. But finally, you know, I said, all right, come, you know. He said, I'm already in the midway. Then I started calling, please, you know. Amara ek bada acharya aa raha hai. Come and sit in the program, please. So here filled with cinema stars, politicians. And he said, what? Badme. We don't want. Why? Cinema star. This cinema star has come from India. We want to see her. Or this politician has come from India. We want to see. Mukabala. No? So I don't know what it is anyway. So, I'm honest with you, my heartbeat went up like anything because I never met him. I spoke on phone, Garuda Prabhu, and how he responds. And what I did, I requested one family, start Kirtan, you know. So they started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I'm honest with you, in America, for our program, 40 people attended, some visible crowd. Amma, you know. then he came in, and because there only lecture, how long can you see a cinema star? Here kuch sunai de raha, you know, something is happening here. So people are coming, kirtan is good, you know. Then some more people came, totally 65, 70 people. Garuda Prabhu, we sold some of his books, and we sold, he wrote commentary on something, he wrote on Bhagavad Gita and 10th Canto, some 10, 15 books, you know. He was unhappy because, you know, he expected much more. And 65, 70 people, they attended. And I said, thank you very much, I'll never attend this type of conventions, you know. Because you have to rent a huge vehicle, load all the paintings to sell. So what I'm trying to tell is, people don't want anything. They don't want religion. Except religion, they want everything. Hindu means you are fully independent, you know everything. Problem is you don't know anything. You know? So, but Prabhupada is writing here, actually, isn't it so sad? I thought, actually, there is some hope for ISKCON, you know. For other programs, nobody is. Some meditation, 10 people came. I'm honest with you. Meditation means it's a catchy word. 10 people came and they taught some meditation. That is the only program any respectable number came. Otherwise, in our case, Kirtan Prasad, 65, 70. There is some hope for ISKCON in future, you know. So Prabhupada is telling here, you know, we need to acquire knowledge through parampara. Let me be honest with you. One day I was reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whenever he would get doubts, Krishna would personally answer his doubts. I said, wonderful. Means? So, whatever is written here, Prabhupada, if you take Bhagavad Gita as it is at the end, you know, this many Upanishads, all, you know, he writes all the things. Prabhupada doesn't, he says, I have not written from my thing, I have, you know, verified all the things. So whatever I have written is in line with our parampara. And what is Prabhupada telling in the beginning? Even one person becomes a devotee, you know, by reading Bhagavad Gita, my attempt is successful. Why? People, they are not foolish when they are getting experience. In Vrindavan Yatra, Badrinath Yatra, Gauranga Prabhu used the word experience. His oldest Radhana Swami, we are so fortunate, he gave us experience. You know, because we had experience, first-hand experience of what first-line spirituality is, you know, it satisfied us time to time. Yes, Krishna is there. Yes, holy name is the way we can reach Krishna. Yes, prasad purifies. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was telling, supposing you are addicted meat eater, after eating prasad for a few years, today when somebody comes and puts it in front of you, your senses doesn't pull. Nini, I cannot take it away, I can't see. No, you don't care. That itself is a proof that prasad works. So, whatever the theory we have been taught, we correlated time and again with our experiences. It has actually nurtured our faith. You know, it nourished our faith. So that is what is very, very important. So acquisition, jnana and vijnana, both are given here. So we are shown a path, we were given theory. Then we were given an environment. Parents, what do they do? Parents provide you an environment. So, okay, separate room, light. Then they pay you all the fees. But still, you have liberty to keep a novel in the book. And people are thinking you are studying your notebook, but you are studying a junk novel. So, likewise, we have been provided with a wonderful environment, you know, wonderful sadhu sangha, you know, all the facilities which are not there practically in the rest of the world. So unless we develop the attitude of gratitude, and unless we acknowledge how fortunate we are, there is every possibility we may be ripped off the facilities. So actually time is up. I'm very, very sorry. You know, actually I want to continue, but please do excuse me. Excuse me if I've spoken anything wrong. Tolerate me as your humble servant. I'm very, very grateful for patient listening. Dandat pranam allashu Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.